Let us bow our heads. Almighty Father, we come again to acknowledge Thee that Thou art God and besides Thee there is no other. We come to let You know we thank You for being so good and kind. We thank You for being so merciful. Bless every soul You have sent this way, and You know what each one of us need, and Your promise to supply our needs according to Your riches and Your glory. And we pray to God that each soul that You have sent this way, that no one will leave except it been blessed, and the blessing that You know it stands in the need of. And You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without You. Let me say what You want me to say. And everything said and done, You got the glory, the honor, and You got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. Amen. To my preaching brethren and to our officers and to all of God's children, again, we thank God for another opportunity to come to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank our deacon for a great message. Today we want to call your attention to a familiar scripture that we have heard, but we want you to pay attention what the Lord is trying to say to somebody today. Pay attention. Matthew the 27th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all said unto him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out the most, saying, "Let him be crucified." These two verses. And our thought is coming out the 22nd verse, which will say, "What shall I do with Jesus? What shall I do with Jesus? What shall I do? What shall I do?" He's not talking about Jimmy now. He's talking about you now. And I want everybody to look at that eye. You got to do something with Jesus.
All right. Mix it up.
Every man got to do something with Jesus.
My Lord.
Every man.
Amen.
And sometimes we good at looking at other people.
Well,
but what about yourself?
Yes, sir.
What you doing about Christ? And the purpose for this message is to let us know that it is up to you individual.
Yes,
to do with what you want with the gift that God have given us. God gave us a gift. And it's up to you, Preacher Walker, to do what you want with it. Look what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave. He loved the world he gave. He gave us. He gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave us that. He gave that to the world. He gave that to every human being. So now, what you going to do with it? What you going to do with it? You going to put it in the garbage can, or you going to use it? Sometimes folks give us a gift we don't even want. Ain't that right? Because sometimes we say, it doesn't value much. And I got no use for it. And we just get it and put it in the closet and never use it no more. And I'm afraid that's what some of us have done for the gift that Jesus has given us. We have got Jesus, and because we ain't got no use for him, and put him in the back room. And all the time we want him, when something happens. That's what's going to happen to a lot of folks. I'm talking about church folks. Play Jesus cheap. Ain't much. Ain't nothing. And when I need him, I know where to go get him. Have you ever saw folks like that? Well, I may not be doing like I ought to, but I know where to go get him. And no, you don't know where to go get him. You don't play Jesus. Jesus ain't crazy. You don't play Jesus crazy. You got to know who Jesus is. You don't make no crank out of Jesus. You don't mock Christ. You don't mock him. You got to know what you're doing when you talking about Jesus. Now, what you doing with it? You can't be new to what you're doing with it. See? You can't play on both sides like the deacon said. You can have your blue and white or gray robe on or whatever uniform, but you got to do something with Jesus. Yes,
sir.
From the depth of my heart.
Yes, sir.
Every human being that was born in this world got to do something with Jesus. It ain't no getting by Jesus. You can't go around him, he's too wide. You can't go over him, he's too high, and you can't go under him, he's too deep. So you got to do something with your Jesus. Everybody got a part, and you got to do something with it. Lord have mercy. Somebody, you got to do something with it. You got to do something with it. I don't care about y'all Jesus stuff, but you still got to do something with it. You may not love him, you may not like him, you don't care nothing for him, but buddy, you got to do something with your Paul. He died for every man. And every man got the answer to Jesus Christ. Whether you want the answer or not, you got the answer. Lord have mercy. You got the answer to him. So what you doing about Jesus? Did you not know you weren't accidentally born? God made every man for a reason. See, I know sometimes you say, Jimmy, you just accidentally got here. No, sir. From the foundation of the world, Jimmy was already in the plan of God.
Yes, sir.
And when time was fulfilled, Jimmy got here.
Yes.
He got here because God wanted to be here.
Yeah.
And everything that God created, you were created for his good pleasure.
Yeah.
And that good pleasure is to worship and praise him.
Yeah.
That's what your mouth for.
Uh-huh.
That's what your mouth for. Your mouth is to praise God. That's what your leg for, is to do good work for Christ. See, everything have breath. All to praise God. Everything have breath. Don't praise God, but everything have breath. All to praise God. You was made to praise and worship God. But watch God. Watch it. Watch God. He don't make nobody worship him. God doesn't make nobody praise him. But God, he's a type of God that he leave it up to each individual. It's up to you to do it. He let us be free moral agents. You can worship me if you want to, or you can worship who you want to, but still you got to answer to me. I don't make nobody worship me. I'll make it with sometimes, you know, say, well, I don't just like how it sounds. So what?
Come on, Ray.
That's devil wrong with us. You let the devil mess you up.
Uh-huh.
God's word already sealed.
That's it.
Whether you like it or not.
Well,
we don't go by what we like to hear in the Bible. You're going to do what it says.
Yeah.
It ain't no option where you got to say, I make a choice. No, God, but if you want to go to heaven, you got to do what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
See, God's word already sealed. And just because you don't like it, he ain't going to change it.
Yeah.
Ain't no change.
Amen.
And God made us a free moral agent.
Yes, sir.
You can worship him if you want him.
Uh-huh.
And you can worship who you want.
Uh-huh.
And look what Paul said. Paul, all he was saying, Barabbas or Jesus. Barabbas was a criminal. Barabbas was a murderer. Barabbas was a robber.
Yeah.
Folks would rather have Barabbas than to have Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's all he said. Who you want me to release to you?
Yes,
who you want to let go free? Barabbas or Jesus?
Yes.
And they holler, crucify Jesus.
Yes.
We want Barabbas.
Yes.
Do away with Jesus.
Yes.
I'd rather have a robber. I'd rather have a martyr than to have Jesus.
Yes.
So that same question that went down through generations, up down to up, and that same question is asked right now, what you going to do?
Yeah.
You want Barabbas or do you want Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the majority of the world hollering, give us Barabbas.
That's right.
Yeah. You're right.
And forget about Jesus.
You're right.
All right. You got it.
That's what they're saying right now. You may not see it, but that's what they're saying.
That's what
they're saying, bro. Folks don't want no Jesus.
My Lord.
Look how sad it looks. Now watch how sad it looks. Now watch me. Watch how sad it looks. Here Jesus probably got his hand tied behind. Looking bad because he's been whipped.
Yeah.
And beat up all night long. You don't even have no coat at night anyway.
That's right.
They were crooked right there. And,
yeah.
And got him out there at night. And he's tired, been whipped. Stand out there by himself.
Right.
But he wasn't alone.
Yeah.
So he told them Pharisees, now I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Well, I want y'all to know that now.
Yeah.
You may not see my big daddy, but he
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I laid down my life. Ain't nobody taking mine.
Yeah.
That'd be the Bible say he never said a mumbling word.
Yeah.
He knew what he come here for.
Yeah.
But just look at him standing there.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. Standing there looking nasty.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Yes, sir.
Whipped on. Blood running down on him.
Uh-huh.
Because they whipped him.
Yeah.
Talking about him. Lied on him. And here a man think he got power.
Come on,
see, the devil fooling power.
Yeah.
Power felt like within himself. I can release you, fella.
Lord.
And you ain't talking to me.
Yeah.
You know, really, kind of like he got some power.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When he asked Jesus the first question, Jesus ain't said nothing to him.
Well,
but when he said, you ain't answering me, Jesus, and you know I can release you.
Right.
I've got power to release you. Or I got power to kill you.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Jesus woke up there.
Yeah.
Jesus said, wait a minute, now you ain't got no power.
Yeah.
You ain't got no power. See, the only little power that my father let you have, he gave it to you.
Yeah.
Now, I want to stop now. I'm going to shut my mouth, but I'm going to let you know that now.
Yeah.
You ain't got no power. I got all power.
Yeah.
But I want y'all to see something. I want y'all to see a Jesus.
Well,
here nobody don't want him.
Yeah.
Here nobody don't want to own him. Who wake you up every morning
yeah.
and hear Paul say, who want him?
Yeah.
Looking sad.
Mm.
Big Jesus.
Yeah.
The one who made the universe.
Yeah.
The one who got us right here now.
Yeah.
Nobody don't want him.
No,
and look all the good work that he done. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind. He fed 5,000 more than one time. He's done so many good works. And John said in that last chapter, in that last verse, if he had had a book to put it in, wouldn't a book on earth, man can attain all the work that he done. And all that good work, and don't nobody want on. Nobody want on. Nobody wants.
Well,
y'all think that over with now?
No.
That same thing happening now.
Yes,
nobody wants. The preacher got the hardest job in the world trying to deal with Jesus.
Yes. Come on, well,
amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, compel them
yeah.
to come unto me.
That's
Go out there and get them and call them in to come unto me. And the more we talk about Jesus, the more y'all talk about us. We trying to give y'all something money can't buy. We trying to give y'all life and you're still on women. Nobody wants Jesus. When they see the preacher coming, they start running away from him.
Have you ever thought about if God had gave us some millions?
Come on,
my Lord. Lord, help me.
Come on, Reverend.
Come on. Watch this. If God had gave each real preacher, ain't no more false one.
Come on now.
Each real preacher $1 million.
Yeah.
No, that's too high. We're going to fall down. That's too much. I wouldn't get no sleep if I had them in a minute. Let me see. You see now. Just think about it. If God had gave each preacher. Every time somebody come to Jesus, I give them $50.
Yeah.
Every time a preacher cross town, every real preacher got $50.
Yeah.
Church will be packed.
Yeah.
They'll come to Jesus 6 or 7 times a week.
Yeah.
But here we got some value more than money. Money can't touch it. But yet still don't nobody want it. Who you think you are? Lord, help us.
God, listen at this. God can do without everybody. Jesus doesn't need nobody. If you die, we're going to cry over you 3 weeks and that's all. You don't have to make you somebody. You ain't hitting on nothing. See, God can do without you. And I dare you to die. If you go on die, sit on the sewer and still ride.
Yeah. Come on now.
If you die, sit on the still have church.
Yeah.
If you die, sit on the still have somebody take your place on your job.
Yeah.
But nobody can do without Jesus, but he can do without everybody.
Yes, sir.
That's how the devil blind us. I don't need Jesus. Get rid of it. Lord have mercy.
You just don't know who he is.
Yeah.
If you just realize that it was him
that
shook you this moment.
Yeah.
I know some of you don't.
Come on.
I know some of you don't. I'm not meaning no harm, but I know some of you don't. I know some of you when you got up this morning, boy, you jumped up, boy, all happy.
Come on, now.
Jumped up all spry. Went and took your bath and ain't even said, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah. Come on,
ain't said nothing yet. Who you think woke you up this morning?
My Lord.
The clock, nor the clock did.
No, my Lord.
Well, I was in my hotel and I told the folk to call me. No, it didn't, but
no,
the telephone,
sir.
It was Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's who it was.
And let me tell you this. See, you don't realize that it's important to be a child of God until you get so where you can't wake up in the morning.
Yeah. All right.
That's it. All right.
Yeah.
No, let me put it. Let me put it like that. You can't move in the morning because if you don't wake up, it's too late anyway. You know?
Yeah.
You ain't going to realize that getting up in the morning is serious.
Yeah.
We call that a teeny weeny blessing.
Oh, yeah,
see, if God give us a lump sum of money, you know about this long business, you know. And
come on.
These widows get all this money, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, they'll holler, Jesus, good to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But they think that's a great big old blessing.
Yeah.
Wait till one of them moans, that old right leg can't move.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Wait till one in the morning, that old left arm can't get up. And you'll see how important it is to say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me all night long.
Yes, sir.
And time to fight time, we can't move it. The first thing we'll say, Lord, how much that? We just go get him when we need it. But you don't pray Jesus. Jesus ain't crazy. Don't play Jesus treat cheap like that.
Yeah.
Nobody want our Savior. Preacher, you got a job.
Yes, sir.
It ain't got to that point yet.
Yes, sir.
I keep telling y'all and y'all watching. It's going to be so preachers can't even say nothing about sin after a while.
Except somebody
carry them to the Lord.
Amen.
Now you just said, you mark that down. That little preacher told me that. Watch it.
You're
right. So in sins, he ain't going to be able to say nothing about it.
Yes.
See, we don't got right. We got sin for a little pet.
Yeah, that's it.
We put him out of pocket, got him following around on a little leash, you know. That's my little pet. That's just my little way, you know him.
Yeah.
All that kind of job.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
What is it? You gonna need Jesus.
Yeah.
What you gonna do with
him? Well,
we rather have Barabbas than to have Jesus.
Yeah.
Look what Barabbas represents.
Yes, sir.
Barabbas represents death.
Yes, sir.
You mean death? Jesus represents life.
Yes.
Barabbas represents lie.
Yes.
Jesus represents truth.
Yes.
Barabbas represents evil. Jesus represents good.
Yes.
But we rather have evil rather than good. Nobody wants Jesus.
Yes,
Barabbas or Jesus?
Yes,
life or death?
Uh-huh.
What shall I do?
Uh-huh.
You know, like he the boss.
Yeah, yeah.
But why shouldn't I? See, it's up to you.
Yes,
Jesus trying to let us know, it's up to you to accept me.
Yes,
let me tell you this. You've got to deal with Jesus one way or
Amen.
Another.
Amen.
You can ignore him, but you've got to deal with him. You've got to deal with Jesus on this side or the other side. Every man got to deal with him because he's a universal Jesus. He ain't no little chicken Jesus. He's universal. He got the whole world in his hand. And I look at man today and look how wise he is. But not Jesus wise. Man wisdom. Man wisdom will lead you to hell if you don't watch yourself. Man wisdom, without God wisdom, you're out of control. You've got to have the wisdom of God. And he's looking now. You know what they're searching for out of space now? And I heard that what they plan on doing. They're trying to find and see if there's life on other planets.
Amen.
They ain't going to find nobody there.
Yeah.
You watch.
Right.
You watch. I don't care. They're wasting money.
Yeah.
They ain't going to find nobody on another planet. Watch this. If they find somebody on another planet, well, who died for them up yonder? Well, somebody else up there, some preachers got to go up there too.
Yeah.
God died for all mankind.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, they ain't going to find no human being nowhere but on this earth right there.
Yeah.
If they find somebody else, we might as well tear that Bible up.
My Lord.
God is a universal God. He got the whole world in his hand.
Yeah.
He just allow man to go to other planets.
Yeah.
He can stop him when he feel like it.
Yeah.
Call himself searching for the Lord and searching for things to make God alive. He'll never find nothing.
Yeah.
He said, for my word fell, him and I shall pass away from
him.
They fly away. See, I ain't crazy. No Christian, not either. We know they're looking for something.
Yeah.
They're trying to find something to make the Bible alive.
Come on,
that can't lie, that brother.
What
it said, so it is. He said, I got all power in my hand.
Yeah.
And without me, you can't do nothing. So what you going to do with Jesus? You got to deal with him. You got to deal with him now. Oh, you got to deal with him after this life.
Yes, my Lord.
You tell me, Reverend Walker, after I'm dead and gone, if I don't deal with Jesus now, you got to deal with him then.
My Lord. Well,
you got to deal with him then.
Hallelujah.
That's how the devil deceives so many folks. Do you feel that when you're dead, you're done? No, you're not.
My Lord.
Did you not know in a sense you can die? You can't never die spiritually.
No.
You can't never die spiritually. Never die. You can die physically, but the man that out of Christ, he's going to have a double death.
Yeah.
But a double death from my spiritual, that means you separated from God.
Yeah.
But you still live and exist.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sometimes we feel like it. He dead. He out his misery. No, he not if he ain't saved. He just beginning to get into some.
Yeah. Well, right, preacher.
Oh, how much. Y'all better listen at me. You see, now, number one, when God made you, he made us, you know, in his image, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
See, that's the inside.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's it, sir.
Come on.
This ain't number three here.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Number three. And God put the real you over in the dirt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
That's the image and likeness of God.
Yeah.
God can't never die.
Uh-huh.
He can't never die. So you made in the image and the likeness of God, you in a sense can't never call yourself, I never exist. You always going to exist.
Amen. That's right.
Always going to exist. But the only thing died a second death is when you don't give your life to Christ.
Uh-huh.
You're separated from God forever, but you still exist.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And y'all know when God made us, how he got the real you. See, y'all really don't see me. You see dirt. But real me in him. And when God got man up, he blowed into his nostrils. And then man got up. And when God get ready to call him home, he said, suck him back out. And it fall right back to the ground. And they wheeled it to the graveyard. But the inside got to go somewhere.
Yeah. That's right. Come on now.
There ain't but two places to go now. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
You got to live somewhere. So God leave us a free violation.
Yes,
it's up to us.
Yeah.
Whosoever will you want to follow, you got your opportunity.
Yeah.
But I come to offer you life.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But Jesus, come here saying, they love darkness rather than the light.
Yes, sir.
Listen at this.
Well,
listen at this.
Say it, brother.
Listen at this.
Well,
a man is never complete until he finds Jesus.
Yeah,
amen.
A man never complete until he finds Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Watch him. He can't always fulfill that emptiness.
Well,
sometimes he got to drink whiskey to fulfill it.
Yes, sir.
He got to get on dope to fulfill it.
Yeah.
He got to do this. He's trying to fulfill that emptiness.
Yeah.
And as he get all that junk and put in him, he's still empty.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Money don't set up. He get all the education that he want, he's still crazy.
Yeah.
He's still empty.
Come on,
Lord have mercy.
Come on,
well, watch this. But if you got Jesus, you complete.
Uh-huh.
When God ran Adam out that garden, He ran them out incomplete.
That's right. Uh-huh. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Everybody know that story. Y'all wake up now. Don't go to sleep right here. Let's go. Wake up. Too many eyes going. Now. See, when he ran them out there, God, he was incomplete.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because he didn't eat off the tree of life.
Well.
And he ran them out of God. That's when he put the seraphim there in the front of him where he couldn't get back in.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Because he got to pay for what he done.
Uh-huh.
So he ran out incomplete.
Right.
That's when Jesus will come on the scene.
Uh-huh. Well,
he is the tree of life.
Yes, sir.
And you got to make a choice.
Come on, preacher.
Who you going to serve?
Yes. All right,
Barabbas or Jesus?
Fix it up. Yeah. Fix it up, preacher.
Who you want?
Fix it up.
Look around. You ain't got nowhere back there in power day. Look at our day.
Fix it up.
Folks don't really want Jesus. Sometimes folks put on a lot, but they don't really want Jesus. Sometimes folks start off, some of them, I want him, and they start one step and don't go no further. Now watch this. Now, if you said you want Jesus, and ever since then you've been going this way backwards, you don't told a lie. That's right. Now, I've been honest with you now. If you start a backsliding ever since you said I'm going to follow Jesus, you never accept Christ in your life.
That's right.
Oh, now, my son.
Well, yes, sir.
You fool yourself.
Well.
When you give your life to Christ, you start all you can to obey Christ.
Yes, sir.
I know we fall by the wayside. First thing we holler, you know, he weak, you know. But don't keep on leaning on weak.
That's right.
Anybody come up with an excuse. I know ain't nobody perfect, but our job is to grow in grace.
Yeah.
And if you ain't growing in grace, something wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, sir.
See. That's what Jesus come in your life for, to complete it, to make you complete. You're not complete without Jesus. But nobody wants Jesus. And here are power like he owned the world. Two men before him. One a murderer, one a criminal, one is a robber, the other is the Son of God. And they rather have a murderer
than to have Jesus. If Jesus come here right now in these 20s, they'll kill him. Right now. Right now. They'll kill him right now. If they didn't kill him, they'll sure lock him up and confine him until he dies. They don't want Jesus. Folks, right now, I don't want to talk about Jesus. Tell me something else, Reverend. That's all folks want to hear now. In these last days, give me something to tickle my ear. In these last days, that's all they want. Jesus got to be dove. But the Jesus that we serve, he ain't dove. Those who know him, he know he ain't dove. He dove to those who don't know him. You see, you can talk to him anytime. You can call him up anytime. And I don't care where you're at, what time of night, his line never busy. He's not a dove, Jesus. And when you learn how to talk to him, you say, Lord, I just love to be in your presence. He ain't dove. He ain't dove. He's alive, Jesus. And nobody don't want it. Now watch this. Then we're going to close a few minutes. Watch this. You watch this. You watch this. You watch this. Power, he represents a crowd. Himself. When he said, what shall I then do with Jesus? And Power went forward and up said, he ain't got nothing.
All right.
Did you not know that a lot of folk just hate you because you ain't done nothing?
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Have you ever met somebody, sometimes you talk to them, and they can talk about somebody, what they doing? Child, I don't know, but I just don't like them.
Yes.
Folk what?
Talk to us, doctor.
Ain't I got a witness?
Yes. Amen.
You ought to know what you hate somebody for at least. At least, like y'all done something to you. But sometimes you talk to folks, they just don't have no excuse. All they say, I just don't like him. Ain't got no reason but just the power to examine him and couldn't find no fault in him. He represents a crowd that said, I don't really hate him, but I just don't need him. You see, a lot of folks think Jesus is for poor folks. He represents that crowd that's saying, I don't need him, I got help.
Yeah.
I heard he's a doctor, but I'm well.
Yeah. Come
on, I heard you feed you when you're home, I got nothing but food in my house.
Yes, sir.
I heard you put clothes on your back, what I need, I got all kinds of clothes.
Yes, sir.
I heard you be a shelter in a time of storm, I got a mansion I'm living in.
Yeah.
I heard you put money in your pocket, I got gold, I don't need Jesus. Well, what I need him for? You be blind, you need him because you need life on the inside.
Yes,
he represents that crowd saying, I don't hate him, but I just don't need him.
Well,
the other crowd,
Lord.
What's it? Crucify.
My Lord.
Crucify. They hate him without a cause.
Right.
Some folk hate you without a cause.
Yeah.
You ain't done nothing to them.
Well,
and just what Jesus said, if you follow me, they're going to hate you for my very name's sake.
Yes, sir.
And we got to get scared because folks hate us.
My Lord.
You better find you somebody else to follow them.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Huh? If you don't want to be talked about, and if ain't nobody never saying nothing bad about you, huh? Let me tell you what, you ain't doing nothing for God.
Well,
if you start dedicating your life and giving to Christ, let me tell you something. Somebody gonna talk about you. Somebody gonna lie on you. They gonna dig ditches for you. If you don't want to be talked about, you better find you another Jesus to follow.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, all right.
We want everybody to love us and shake our hands. Everybody shake your hand, ain't none of your friends. Everybody embrace you and hug you, not your friend. You see, your friend gonna tell you about Jesus. If you don't want to be hated, you better not follow Jesus. He told you that, didn't he, y'all? He said, now, whosoever will follow me, let him deny himself. We don't want to be talked about. We shame of him. A lot of folks shame of Jesus. They put him in a bracket over here and a bracket over yonder. When they get down certain classes, they don't bring him up. When they get around the big shots, they don't bring him up here.
Come on now.
When you get around some of the folks, you know, in middle class or the low class, I'm a Christian, you know, you're cute thing.
You're right.
And if they can talk about Christ, they'll bring him up. But they can talk about everything, junk. That's the word for you out there. Junk. And you scared to say anything about Jesus. You shame of Jesus. Who you going to find? Forever. Oh, Jesus. You got to deal with him.
Well,
you can't be mutual. The Bible says every knee got to bow.
Well,
every tongue got to confess.
Oh, yeah.
You can bow now or bow later.
Yeah.
He made you to do something. You weren't accidentally born. God made you to do something for him and not the world.
Yes, sir.
When you see them rock and roll swingers, all these folks, that crazy junk, they were made to worship God and not the devil.
Right.
And they'll tell you, well, this is the way I make my living. God has certain ways for a Christian to make a living.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I go to God and don't make my living in.
Uh-oh.
Y'all get my point?
Yeah.
You don't do anything to make a living.
That's
Christian
right.
Make an honest living.
Yeah.
Christian make a living where they can get him in church and testify and say, God gave him this job.
Yeah.
If you sell him dope, you can't get up in church and testify. See, I make a living by selling dope. Why do you get in church and say it then?
Right.
And we got a lot of folks selling whiskey. You can't get up in church and say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that. What you gonna do with Jesus? Who you gonna follow? Sometimes I look at the poor Jesus, but I know he's not poor, but just that human flesh.
Well,
get to looking at it. Poor Jesus.
My Lord.
Nobody want him. Nobody want on him.
My Lord.
Until they get in trouble.
Yeah. My Lord.
If they cut their finger, they say, oh Lord.
Yes, right.
But long as they're doing well, they don't want Jesus.
My Lord.
Every human being gonna need Jesus.
Yes,
every human being. The devil deceived you, say you don't need him while you're doing well, but you're going to need him.
Oh, yes, sir.
You got to die.
Yes, sir.
And those of us who've been saved, we've been sealed.
Yes, sir.
By the blood of the Lamb.
My Lord.
And we don't feel death because we are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And death can't come nowhere and find God, folks.
Yeah.
We don't feel death. That means James said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yeah.
He's just a shadow to us.
Lord.
Young folks, you're going to need Jesus.
All right. Yes,
old folks, too. We got a lot of old folks messing around. You're going to need Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I know, you know, say, well, Reverend, you know, you got your family with you. I want my family saved. All of them who ain't saved.
Well,
don't you want you unsaved?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have certain messages, you know. I get them from the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
Occasion don't control me.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm talking to my family and whoever that's saved. Wherever you are.
My Lord.
You need Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It's up to you to make that choice.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody gonna make it for you. You gotta make that choice yourself.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Don't let the devil deceive you. You gotta make that choice your own self.
Yes, sir. Well,
because I know you're gonna need it. When I don't find out when you find Jesus, you want everybody to have. If you don't find Jesus trying to hide him, you ain't got it. Because you want everybody to have it. You always be hanging out. Huh, that Jesus has it. Take it. Because he's in you. You want everybody to have Christ. Barabba or Jesus. He come to die for us.
Yes, sir.
That we may have a right to the tree of life. He love everybody. I don't care what you done. You can't be too bad for God to save you. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. And if the chief already saved, the warriors ought to follow. I don't care what you don't know, and he's able to save you. He ain't like us. See, some of us don't never forget nothing. You could have killed your mama. God will still save you if you said, Lord, have mercy on you. That's the kind of God we serve.
Yes, sir.
You're a loving God. He come to die for you. You got to do something with it now. It's best to go and deal with him now. Now, I'm wanting you to deal with him now. Because one day you got to deal with him now. And you don't want to see him in his wrath. See, he's loving now. But he got a wrath.
Oh, yes.
And buddy, when his wrath, y'all see how he tap the world when he get ready?
Yes.
See, he tartness and all these things. He just pop his finger sometimes. The whole world shakes.
My Lord.
See. But don't let him see. The folk going to meet him one day in his wrath. Meet him now while he come.
Yeah.
While he's the Savior. After a while, when he come back, he ain't going to be no Savior then. He's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to be on the throne judging folks. You better meet him while he already feeling like he want to save you.
Yeah.
After a while, that's going to be over.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You better meet him now.
Yeah.
And there may be somebody who need him now.
Mine up.
I want everybody to bow your heads for a minute. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. Those of us who say, pray that God would touch your heart. Pray that God will touch your heart. Don't take preaching lightly. We take it lightly. Don't come and judge preaching. Anytime a man bring the word of God, that's preaching. You may not like it, but you don't judge it because it's the word of God. That's always he bring that. That's preaching. But now if you heard the gospel and the gospel convict you because you lost. When I say lost, you never gave your life to Christ to be your Savior. You can be saved now. You can be saved right now. Everybody got their head down and got their eyes closed. You can be saved right now. God waiting on you. Now in your mind, if you lost, hear me, one spirit is saying, don't get up. That's the devil spirit. It's two spirits in this world. Evil spirit and the good spirit. God is the good spirit. The devil is the evil spirit. And both of them talk to us. And that spirit that's telling you don't get up, that's the devil talking to you. Because he wants you to linger until Jesus come back. Until he call you home, he know where you're going.
Well,
you'll go stay with him forever. And that's in hell. But that's another spirit. It's saying, you hear my boy through Reverend Walker. Get up. Everybody got their eyes closed, please. If y'all close your eyes, got your head down. He telling you to get up. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Now those of us who know you need Christ for your personal sake, I won't embarrass you no kind of way. Okay, take your hand down when I get through. If you know you're lost, everybody got their head down, everybody got their eyes closed. Please do that for me. Now I want you to raise your hand a moment. Those who lost, raise your hand. Those who need Christ, raise your hand. May God bless you. You can hold your head up, please, if you don't mind. Those of us, raise your hand. I don't want you to be ashamed to give your life to Christ. Don't be ashamed of Christ. If you shame to own me before men, he said, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. Will there be one? Will there be one who want to give their life to Christ? Who want to start a new leaf? You can start a new one with Christ.